This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is back on GCN to kick off our broadcast week here. And what a week it has been. We are in November now, and guess what's happening on the 6th? The premiere, officially, of Vax to the People's Truth. We've been talking about it. I've talked to the team, Polly and the crew, a number of times. Yet I have not seen the film yet, full disclosure. But my good friend Celia Farber, who's with me today, a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, has seen the screener, and her impact as she writes about it, I'm just drawn in anytime she writes. It's so amazing. And she's seen a lot over the years as an investigative journalist or a writer. And the impressions that she has gotten, I want everybody out here to feel it and then go see it. You've got time if your city has not tipped for this film. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I want to welcome my friend Celia Farber back to the show. Celia.
Hello, Robert. So great to be back. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I mean, you and me, I just love you so much that you make me smile, and I know you go through stuff all the time. When we talk about people like Andy Wakefield or Professor Peter Duisberg, the people that have become, you know, pariahs to an established controlling elite in a given arena, particularly in the pharmaceutical church. And you, because yes, you've written about these folks, you've written about experiences, you have experienced your share, or more than your share, if we can say, of brutal assaults and attacks, emotionally or otherwise, simply for observing and writing about what you observe. Very much the essence of being an investigative journalist, or in fact a research scientist. And yet,
yes, I'm really glad. Forgive me, I cut you off. Continue.
No, Celia, no. You
jump in to say something about that.
Yeah. Let it loose, because from your experience to still be here through all of this and knowing what I know you've gone through, I'd say I really want to send you love and hugs anytime I talk to you.
Yeah, I come in and out, Robert. I'm on my good days, I'm here. On my bad days, like today, I have a show called The Whistleblower Newsroom on PRN.FM that I co-host with Christina Borgeson, and Polly was our guest today. And when I say I come in and out, especially with this subject, when I was going to write the review after I watched Vax to the People's Truth, first it was 2 whole days where I could not even imagine writing a word. Mm-hmm. And then I sat for hours in front of the computer staring at the screen. And there are almost no words to describe the situation that we are in right now. And it hit me again today Polly was coming on, and I was just going free form, like, to try to describe to somebody. Let's say there's somebody who doesn't know any of this, right? Because you have to presume that at some level that you're just introducing to somebody who's new to the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was, all over. I couldn't even finish a sentence, you know, so I started a new one and then a new one. And I think it's an emotional overwhelm trying,
yes,
to match your words to the inner reality that you're aware of. And our language is designed that, mm-hmm, when we talk about things, we're sort of talking about normal things. And this thing is so, it's like talking about, oh, I just walked through a concentration camp, and let me tell you what I saw.
Right.
It's that shocking.
Celia, we just passed Halloween, obviously. In the last couple of days, everybody talks about horror movies and things. And this is a documentary film. And it is like you described. If you actually walked through the things that were happening at the Holocaust and then came out and said, I've got to describe what I've just seen here. I'm a sensitive guy, believe it or not, and it hurts me to watch these films where, or even interviews with moms and dads who blindly trusted the medical community or their quote-unquote doctor, pediatrician, who had not studied vaccines other than to be told they're safe and effective, here's the dosing schedule, and if anybody refuses, you try and bully them into doing it anyway. And how many of these moms and dads, in fact, a few of them that were in the original Vax movie, talked about, I wish I had listened to my gut, my intuition. Something was telling me something was wrong here. And they listened to the doctor, and their child was either even killed in some cases or taken from them mentally, emotionally, through the viciousness of the autism spectrum from mild to severe. And this movie, Vax 2, goes more into the people's truth, the stories that were told over and over and over. I don't know how to survive watching that. And again, that's just watching it and being able to believe it.
I mean, you're going to have to brace yourself. I mean, you feel absolutely gutted afterwards. And it's easy to go into a feeling of dark helplessness. We can do things going forward. We can't bring those children back. We can't. I don't mean that no children on the autism spectrum can come to a better place on that spectrum and maybe even be recovered.
Right.
You know, we've had Kerry Rivera on our show. There are great things happening in terms of recovery. But the number of children dead, especially the babies who die, you know, and Vax 2 is divided into segments.
Mm-hmm.
Gardasil is one segment. So-called sudden infant death syndrome, which correlates very closely with the vaccine schedule, that's one segment. Just the feeling we can't undo that, and the grief is so profound. And then, and on top, to add, there are many insults to injury. First, the media not only refusing to cover it, that would be one thing. They cover it, they bludgeon the parents, as you well know, if they cover it at all. They bludgeon the truth, they bludgeon the reality. Now there's this whole additional level of demonic insult to the parents, which is that they are being accused of, like, there's one mother, I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but her little baby's name was Evie. And Evie died as a baby right after a round of shots. And one of the two babies that went up on the billboard, along with the little boy, Nick Catone's son,
right,
who died. So the billboard went up. I'm sorry, I don't know where it went up. But, of course, within about, I don't know if it was 48 or 72 hours, the powers that be prevailed upon the advertising company that has those billboards and made them take it down. Not only that, but a journalist, journalist in quotes, you know, they have these propagandists now, and their work in journalism is to mock, deride, and now even defame the parents. So she came out on, I think it was MSNBC.com with this hideous attack piece saying that that baby did not die from the vaccines, but instead the baby was smothered.
Oh.
So now she's accusing the mother of having killed her baby. It just doesn't stop, you know. And I just, how do they stand it? How do these mothers, God must reach down and give them some kind of extra dimension of human strength that they can stand it, that they don't just, you know, do something crazy. I am so angry, Robert.
Yes.
So angry.
Celia, the emotions overwhelm. And, you know, these parents as well, many of them having lost everything as far as their child or children, they're coming out to speak to say, I do not want this to happen to anyone else. You know, if nothing else, can I speak out for the sake of the parents yet to be? And on Thursday's show, this past week, Celia, we had a woman, Heather Simpson, who in response to one of the Halloween costumes, a woman from Australia, put on a, she says, I'm going to be carrying my unvaccinated baby, and in the carrier, instead of a baby,
that.
It was a little skeleton. It was like, you know, so horrific. Now, I am not into censorship or anything like that. It's horrific. But she went on and said, you know what? I'm going to think of the least scary thing I can be for Halloween. And she put measles spots all over her body, and she went as someone with measles. And, of course, it was, to me, a stroke of, it's genius, but it was something that was flowing through her that showed the absurdity of this in what we call the first world, where we have access to nutrition, sanitation, hygiene, medical care. There are not people dying of measles in the West, in America. They're not. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find even one person that ended up in a severe ICU scenario with all of the so-called measles cases, like among the Brooklyn Hasidic Jews that they blamed for the spread of measles in the past year. And so this woman, though, what was more interesting than any of that, Celia, is that she's a young millennial who has just had a baby 2 years ago, and she and her husband have done the research, and they chose not to assault their child medically with a vaccination. And that, to me, says these parents' efforts, despite the horrific things they've gone through, are having an impact. And I think that's the scary part of those medical elites out there not wanting this message to get out, censoring all of this, trying to shout down the parents to prevent that next generation from getting the message that they are getting despite all of their efforts to stop the flow of information.
On today's show, one of the things that Polly Tommy said very strongly was, you know, we always ask the question, what can people do? What can people do? And she was saying, forget schooling. Forget which state you're going to live in. Forget it all. Just do not, under any circumstances, allow your child to be subject to this chemical assault. And it's come down to that. And I think about this, when my son gets ready to have children, I'm already thinking, like, where on earth, if not the United States, can he go? Mm-hmm. Where children, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. What is going on our planet that people have to, you know, in Africa, I heard this years ago, many African countries, when the Bill Gates vans come around and want to give polio, whatever it is, vaccines, they hide their children, those that are still alive, in the bushes, and they say, I don't have any children.
Yeah, what does that say, folks? They're picking it up, observing it, and seeing the great danger that is real and present when the vaccine vans roll around in Africa, much less here in the United States, where this show originates typically. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, naturalnewsradio.com. Also, if you go to robertscottbell.com, all the links are up, including to Celia Farber, who we'll talk to more this hour as we review Vax 2, The People's Truth. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live and syndicated through GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication on Sundays. Y'all check it out, GCNlive.com. Go to RobertScottBell.com. And Celia, my friend, where is it best? Because you write so much, although it appears in many places. Is there one place that you would say, hey, come over here and see what I'm all about, read about what I'm writing about?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that would be my... Well, two places. My website, which is, it's called The Truth Barrier, and the address is truthbarrier.com, truthbarrier.com. That's where my review of Vax to the People's Truth is, went up a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I do write for the Epoch Times, and my Twitter handle is Celia Farber.
Yeah, and we got you there as well. So everybody, you can follow Celia and all the great work that she does. And, you know, I moderated a panel at the Truth About Cancer live event in Anaheim a few weeks ago. And it was eight people. Right in the middle was Andy Wakefield. And, of course, he is also featured again in Vax 2, The People's Truth. And he's been, you know, his last name became a verb, as you know. And yet he's still standing.
Yeah.
And I asked, my first question to him is, how is it that you are not only standing, but you are operating with such compassion in helping these parents out, with love in your heart, to do what you're doing now, and, of course, to continue with filmmaking and recognize that how do we reach the next generation to prevent this catastrophe, this ongoing holocaust of vaccine madness from occurring? And to me, that was the most intriguing part of any of the science that we can cover and you've written about as well, which is devastating and embarrassing. If you are a scientist or a medical doctor saying, yes, the science is settled, of course, that means you're anti-science. But it's the human question. You know, how do you withstand that and get up every day? And I see him serving those that would otherwise be, if you're not already injured and damaged by what's happened, but those who would be, much like the parents to say, you know what, I'm moving forward to prevent this from happening to anybody else if it's at all possible.
Yeah, one of the things, the first time I interviewed Andrew Wakefield was in 2012 for a Swedish mini-documentary. And I was caught up in the what was done to him, which is by, there's a formula, you know, to be Wakefield and how they did it with the, was it the Sunday Times, the London Sunday, where was Brian Deer writing? One of those Murdoch papers.
Right.
And, you know, how they looked for, this is all on the record now, that they decided to create a pariah campaign around Andrew Wakefield. And I still, to this day, don't quite understand what were there, 13 authors on that Lancet paper?
Mm-hmm.
And yet they knew somehow that he was going to be the one they had to take out. You know, they do things way upriver.
Right.
But so I was talking to him about that, and, you know, they did this and they did that, and how did you, what was done to him? And he just said, and it was so stunning, I'll never forget it, and I'm sure many others have heard him say this. He said, I don't have a problem. The children with autism have a problem. Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was profound. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a man, as I said, of great compassion. You know, spirit has not abandoned him. He has not abandoned spirit, because you, in order to survive that kind of assault, that he, you know, a global attempt to not only discredit, but to destroy this man. And yet, here he is, really serving such a wonderful and powerful mission, if you will, to genuinely protect the next generation of children yet to be born with information that is, well, being squeezed to the point where it's very difficult to communicate. Yet how do we communicate it? You know, through the written word, through the spoken word, to tell our stories ultimately. Because if you go after the science...
One of the things that Andrew Wakefield speaks brilliantly to is the paradox of censorship. They think in their thuggish stupidity that all they have to do is terrorize, threaten, block, censor, guilt trip, shut down this and that in the theater and threaten to have people fire, and that that's going to be the end of it. They don't understand that when they do that, the, you know, what's the scientific law? Well, to every action, there's an equal or greater
reaction.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
reaction.
Yeah. Law of cause and effect.
Right, but the reaction is actually, like, what happens, and I experienced this when I went through it in 2006.
Hold your thought there. We're going to come right back. We got to take a break here. Celia Farber, my guest this hour, the Robert Scott Bell Show. What is it when you're attacked? What can you do to respond without creating more violence? Is there a peaceful option? We're going to talk about it after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president's home state may not let him go to Florida without a fight. Trump's plan to shift his permanent residence to Palm Beach will likely be heavily scrutinized by New York State officials, who are notorious for auditing wealthy residents seeking to flee to lower tax states to make sure such moves are real and not just on paper. Even though it appears Trump has a strong case, as he's only spent a few nights at his Trump Tower penthouse overlooking Fifth Avenue since he became president, tax officials say it's not a matter of if he will be
audited, but when?
The general rule for avoiding New York taxes is to spend less than 184 days of the year in the state. In announcing his move, Trump said, New York City will always have a special place in my heart, but despite paying millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year, I've been treated very badly by the political leaders of both the city and the state. In Florida, Trump would pay zero income taxes and zero estate tax. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter can caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank you all for being here. robertscottbell.com. We call this the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. There are entities, groups, individuals even on planet Earth that are desperately trying to keep you from your power to heal, disconnect you from the source of all sources, creation, God, whatever we call it. And yet there are people, despite being attacked, that have not lost that connection. And my friend Celia Farber is one of those people. And I love her and appreciate her so much, and I hope that you'll follow her on Twitter, at Celia Farber, as well as go to truthbarrier.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're talking about the paradox of censorship and how, you know, the more they squeeze, sometimes the more they lose control of the narrative, which is what they want to control for. And we simply must tell our stories, as we used to do before the era of giving up on our own stories and turning it over to experts in media or medicine, and they're the ones that tell our stories, because if we let them, they will. And Celia, you know, you've written about this extensively.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we are in a golden age of truth, frankly, because of new media, alternative media, all the technologies, anybody, as we know, with a phone or even without a phone. Everybody, you see, it's interesting because I started thinking about this many years ago. What is a journalist? What am I? Who says I'm a journalist? What makes anybody a journalist? There really isn't such a thing. Like there's such a thing as a tree. There's such a thing as an acorn. What's a journalist? So vaguely, back in the day before, what shall we call this era? I think this is the era of citizen journalism and the era of the whistleblower. But back in the day when it was just legacy media was pretty much the only game in town. And I guess in terms of the timeline, really, I feel like it's really heating up now. As soon as Donald Trump said, "You're fake news," to CNN, and super ironically, as Carol Atkinson especially has pointed out, fake news is itself a CIA invention and psyop, right? So that one blew back on them. But people now are, the dynamic of truth is like this. You look at a thing that let's say legacy media says X. It's almost to the point where people go, okay, so now we know that's not true, because all the money is behind that. All the money and all the legacy media is behind that. So now let's go figure out what is true. So it's a very hopeful and fascinating time. And of course, there's a lot of chaos and there's a lot of, I don't ever use the word misinformation. I've learned now, like the map of, if you hear somebody say misinformation, they're probably working for the enemy. There's information, there are facts and there are ways to ascertain whether a fact is really a fact or whether it's a piece of propaganda plastic. And people are getting trained, self-trained in this. And this is what the deep state hates. They hate the people that say, oh my God, it's chaos and we need Mark Zuckerberg to come in and, and fact check the world for us. And, you know, those people are losing, and they're going to continue to lose, I believe. I'm very hopeful about, like, the landscape of truth in general.
Yes.
But having said that, the vaccination issue doesn't have a truth problem. It has a totalitarian government problem. Because they're tying everything to everything, what people need.
Yes.
Schools, they're going to start tying it to travel. They're tying it to, they're going to passports, all this stuff. So what are people, how can people get around them when everything that people need is tied to this blackmail system that they're setting up? And what Polly said today was, well, just to hell with all that.
Yeah.
Just do what you have to do. And I agree. Just don't send your child to school because, well, I had to send my child to school.
No, do not.
I have
yes.
to work.
Yeah.
What Polly said was, you think you're doing that because you have to work? Guess what? If your child gets autism, you're not going to be able to work. You're never going to be able to work. Your child's never going to be able to go to school or take care of himself. So the stakes are incredibly high, incredibly high.
You have covered, as have I, many controversial, however they determine that term to work, topics and subjects. And, you know, perhaps none more divisive, although we can say that a lot of things we've covered over the years have been divisive because there's a Hegelian dialectic being played out by the so-called power brokers, power elites that want to keep us all divided, not recognize facts for what they are, and they want to alter reality through fear, intimidation, ostracization, if I could say it that way. And yet the vaccine issue right now, this seems to be the issue. You know, when we talk about, do you want to know who runs the world or whatever, find out who or what you can't criticize. Now, you can be all over controversial. What would be theoretically controversial? I say, flat earth. Oh, it's a flat earth. They'll go, yeah, everybody can have access to that. But vaccines? No, if you somehow stray from the medical plantation even a little bit to say, I just question whether, you know, that they've actually shown that it's truly safe. Have they not tested? You go, oh, they haven't tested it against inert placebo. Then suddenly it's like, no, you must be attacked for that. And now to the point, and you brought this up, and I'm glad you did, that they want to limit your ability to move about the earth cabin, a fundamental freedom of right to move about the cabin, traveling, and tie it to vaccine status or belief in vaccines. How many other belief systems are tied to your ID and ability to move about? If you don't believe this and act according to that belief, you are now on lockdown. I'm just thinking...
Well, communism would be one.
Say that
communism
again?
Communism would be one such system. This is, in a sense, post-communist communism.
That's right.
Right? So... The communist system, as we know, the attitude it took toward human beings was that they were owned by the state. So you can't come and go, you can't leave. You are an extension of the state. You are the state. We have invested in you. You live to serve us. If you disagree with us or you show any failure of enthusiasm even toward us, we can throw you in a gulag. We can. I did two pieces at the Epoch Times about the great, late great Soviet dissident Vladimir Bukovsky. He just died the other day.
Yes.
12 years. That's right. And actually, my articles about him are pinned. One article with the second one, the Q&A embedded, are pinned at the top of my Twitter page. And for me, I feel that this is not, over the years, people would say greed when discussing the pharmaceutical beast. And I always felt like, I don't think greed is really the story. They have more than enough money, and I'm sure they're greedy and they want more money, but there's something else at play here. And you have to look at globalism, the New World Order, agenda. Now, this agenda, there's agenda, what is it?
Agenda 21. You've got,
and there's another one.
You've got the different aspects of the ID through Healthy People 2020, now Healthy People 2030 in the United States. And I've argued that globalism and communism is indeed the enemy of individual liberty, spiritual freedom, and all of that. And it's made manifest now through what? Our fear of the germ. Our fear of creation itself. Microbes, which we have more bacteria in our gut than we have cells in our body. We rely upon them for our very survival. They are not the enemy. The alteration of the terrain is the enemy. And of course,
communism has always been at war with God.
Yes.
I feel now, and this is something I've only come to in recent years, that the two big opposing forces on Earth essentially are Christianity and communism. And you see that played out in the vaccine. Like, if you think about, you and I tackled the HIV beast, which they seem to have folded away. They've taken it away. Nobody gets hassled about that anymore. I don't know if you get it. Even I don't get hassled about HIV/AIDS anymore. They just, they've replaced it now with climate change, which is the apocalyptic doom juggernaut that everybody's forced to feel terrified of, and they have no future, and their children have no future, and it's also the national debt. I mean, these are the same people. What they love is putting people into hopelessness and misery. Communism never went away, never collapsed. This is what Bukowski talks about, and he describes his book that was brought out after 25 years. It was sabotaged and submarined by Random House about 25 years ago. They bought the book, and then they asked him, they said, you can't say all these things about complicity with Western luminaries. There's stuff in there about how, all the networks were collaborating with our networks.
Yes,
NBC,
no, it, icons within the Western elite in media. Absolutely.
In media, in Hollywood, and universities, and you know, the communists were running bookstores in major cities. They were running, you know, clubs, bookstores, societies, magazines. You wouldn't believe it. Well, you would believe it. So we were so infiltrated, and it never stopped. It's just changed facade and name. And I feel that globalism essentially is what has emerged as the plan the communists always had, to plant all these seeds in the West and in Europe and have it finally rise up and just, you know, fulfill its dark vision of terminating all human freedom on the planet.
Well,
that's
what
communism does.
And vaccination plays the role of turning the human species passive via medical dependence, via reducing the ability of the spirit to flow through the body of these children and making them unable to do what I believe they've come here to do by God, to transform this place for, you know, spiritual purposes, not to enslave the human population in a political ideology that dehumanizes and turns humans into cattle. We're going to talk with Celia Farber one more segment to wrap up today's first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is, you know, it's a tough topic to talk about, but it must be discussed. It's not being discussed with intellectual integrity in many places, in hardly any places in media, but right here with Celia Farber on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Please say thanks to all of our friends out there that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. If you're not sure how to do that, go to robertscottbell.com. There are banners on the side of the page that support your health, your healing, empowerment, and you'll see them there, robertscottbell.com, including links to Celia Farber as well. We've got a lot more healing to go and not a lot of time to do it in, so we pack it in each segment here. Celia Farber, your review of Acts 2, The People's Truth. Telling our stories. We must be the storytellers, or else they will tell our stories for us, and they will cross a line into dependence and dehumanization, turning all of us into moo cow cattle, not only for vaccination, but for whatever they deem is important to them.
Very well said. Yeah, the power of Vaxxed to the People's Story is that it is all human voices, and not just voices, stories, but faces. You see these, it's so gut-wrenching. You know, many of the parents, the mothers and fathers are brought to tears. It's very raw. Of course they are. And you cry watching it. And we talk about how do you know something is true? When you watch this, there is no doubt that you are watching the truth. You are hearing the truth. You're taking it on board, and your brain is going, this can't be. This is too horrific. How can this be happening? And you feel like if everybody could just watch this, including all the propagandists, including the heads of the CDC, really, wouldn't they come to Jesus, so to speak? Wouldn't they? Or is it that they haven't sat down and heard? In other words, when they attack Vaxxed and they attack Andy Wakefield and they attack Polly. What I wonder is, have they taken it on board? Because what they've mainly been doing throughout the time I've been operating as a journalist, what they do is they don't absorb it to begin with. They don't take it on board because they issued this kind of moral decree against all of these subjects. And you brought this up in the beginning of our conversation, and I wanted to elaborate on it. You said when we interview, journalism is about being curious, interested, and hearing and listening. And all Don Hewitt himself 60 Minutes said, journalism can be summed up in four words. Do you know what those four words were?
Let them out.
Tell me a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become, don't talk to people. Take your talking points from your corporate sponsors and then start to bludgeon people who you've never given a voice or a chance to say anything. So tell everybody in the world these people are wrong, they're dirty, they're immoral, they're dangerous, they're this, and don't even let them speak. And my ethos and yours, and, you know, it's so simple, just let people speak and let people hear what people have to say. But that tradition is all but eliminated. And you look, turn on the mainstream news, if ever you turn on the mainstream news, you hardly have any just people speaking, whether it's this issue or a war, some ghastly war that we started somewhere in the world. We never go to those people. Like, when have you ever seen an Iraqi person on the television set? When have you ever seen a Libyan, a Syrian? We just don't do that, and that's the sickness of journalism. It's just become this authoritarian propaganda apparatus. And I feel sorry for those people who do that work. That must be a miserable way to spend your life, to, you know.
The irony of modern mainstream journalism is not tell me a story, it's let me suppress every story that's attempting to be told. The people's truth, the people's stories happening in Vaxxed 2, and Celia's been sharing those stories and listening to people and telling those stories. And how do you soften Pharaoh's heart, right? The hardened heart. We go back to that. And this is what we are talking about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, telling your story, you coming on to tell your story, and even after the show is over, continue to tell your story to empower those to reconnect to the source of all sources. And you are not of government, you are of God. They have convinced you otherwise, and this is why we're in this mess. Celia Farber, God bless you. I love you so much. And I want to say thanks again for being with me today to help us delve back into these stories.
God bless you, Robert. You are such a beam of light, and you're my friend forever. I admire you. I love you. I'll come back anytime. And let's everybody go to Vaxxed2.com. Mm-hmm.
We've got it linked up.
For a screening in your city. Yeah, and
show
people
notes.
Can set up their own screenings also.
Yes,
somehow.
Please
I'm not
do.
Sure exactly how that works. But
links are up.
Website.
We got to go, Celia. Remember, it's a God's honest truth. Even when everything seems to be against you, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.